New Delhi. India has reiterated its commitment to a free, open and inclusive Indo-Pacific, with External Affairs Minister S. Jaishankar stressing the importance of ASEAN's central role during the Quad Foreign Ministers meeting in Manila. The meeting brought together Jaishankar, U.S. Secretary of State Marco Rubio, Australian Foreign Minister Penny Wong and Japanese Foreign Minister Toshimitsu Moteji on the sidelines of ASEAN-related meetings in the Philippine capital. Sharing details after the discussions, Jaishankar said that the ministers reviewed the evolving security and strategic situation in the Indo-Pacific and assessed progress made since their previous Quad meeting held in New Delhi in May. Glad to participate in the Quad Foreign Ministers meeting in Manila. Reviewed the Indo-Pacific landscape and discussed recent developments. Followed up on the outcomes of the recent New Delhi meeting, Jaishankar said in a post on social media. He added that the four countries remain committed to promoting a free and open Indo-Pacific while recognizing ASEAN's central role in shaping the region's future. In a joint statement issued after the meeting, the Quad ministers reaffirmed their commitment to strengthening regional peace, stability and prosperity. They also expressed unwavering support for ASEAN's unity and centrality, describing the grouping as a key partner in maintaining an open and rules-based Indo-Pacific. The ministers discussed ways to deepen cooperation with ASEAN member states and advance the practical implementation of the ASEAN Outlook on the Indo-Pacific, AOIP. Their talks focused on maritime security, transnational challenges, economic resilience, critical and emerging technologies, as well as humanitarian assistance and disaster response. The meeting comes at a time of growing strategic competition in the Indo-Pacific, with increasing concerns over China's expanding military activities in the region. Reaffirming their shared vision, the Quad ministers said peace and stability across the Indo-Pacific maritime domain remain essential for the region's long-term security, economic growth, and prosperity.